You're listening to SBS News.
I give the call to the Leader of the Opposition.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
In his first budget reply speech, Peter Dutton returned to one of his party's regular themes, that is, that the Coalition is good at managing the economy while Labor is not.
Mr. Speaker, we live in the best country in the world. But for millions of Australians, things aren't easy right now. You're facing increasing financial pressures in your mortgage repayments, insurance premiums, visits to the supermarket, filling up at the petrol station, and especially in your power bills. Cost of living is skyrocketing, and it may seem out of control, yet it can be kept in check. But not while this Labor government makes bad economic decisions.
At a time of deteriorating economic conditions, this story has plenty of relevance. Inflation is now at 7.3%, interest rates continue to climb, and Australians are paying more money just to get by. And while the Labor government's first budget this week did offer some help with cost of living pressures, it refrained from other measures like cash handouts for fear of feeding inflation. Peter Dutton says this was a mistake.
Labor's budget was a missed opportunity to help you at a time when you need help. It didn't address our economic challenges or inspire confidence. It's a budget which breaks promises rather than keeps them. A budget which weakens Australia's financial position rather than strengthens it. And it's a budget which adds to rather than alleviates your cost of living pressures.
Labor promised before the federal election that its energy policies would see average household power bills decrease by $275. But instead, the government's first federal budget revealed forecasts of a 56% increase in electricity bills and a 44% spike in gas bills over the next 2 years. Peter Dutton says the government has broken an election promise, and he even used one of Labor's own attack lines in opposition against it in government.
On Tuesday, the Treasurer failed to mention in his speech what Labor's budget papers revealed. Everything is going up except your wages. Cost of living, power prices, taxes, interest rates, unemployment and the deficit are going up or will be going up under the government's predictions. The same budget papers confirmed that real wages are forecast to go down. And this means that by Christmas, a typical family will be $2,000 worse off under this budget.
While Mr. Dutton acknowledges the war in Ukraine has contributed to higher power bills, he also blames the embrace of renewable energy, calling it reckless. He claims Labor's renewable energy and emissions reduction targets will further increase power prices in the years to come. Mr. Dutton says nuclear technology, not renewable, would help ease Australia's energy crisis.
Canada, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK and the US are all investing in next-generation zero-emission nuclear small modular reactors. They are doing this to shore up energy security and to meet their zero-emissions targets. The UK plans to triple the size of its new generation nuclear by 2050. The imperative to create affordable, reliable and emissions-free energy is why the Coalition is seeking an intelligent conversation on the role that these new age nuclear technologies might or might not be able to play in the energy mix.
Peter Dutton used his speech to defend his own government's economic record, in particular its work during the COVID-19 pandemic. He claimed that Labor inherited a strong economy from the Coalition and was now making a mess.
As for Labor's claim about $1 trillion of debt, well, even my friends at the ABC, with their fact check, didn't support that claim. Now, every democratic government around the world, left or right-leaning, incurred COVID debt. Yet Australia emerged from the pandemic in an economic position the envy of most nations, with debt lower than any other major advanced economy. So when you hear Labor's spin, when you hear them carry on about a wasted decade, it's a distraction from the fact that this government has no economic plan.
Peter Dutton also backed in some of the former Coalition government's main policies, including the Stage 3 tax cuts. He pledged to bring back plans to allow first home buyers to use their superannuation to purchase a house and to restore $50 million grants program for multicultural communities. But Peter Dutton wasn't all on the attack, lending his support to some Labor policies. They included extending childcare to more families, cheaper medicines, flood relief and tackling domestic violence.
Now, Mr. Speaker, the job of an opposition is not to oppose for the sake of it. We don't disagree with everything in this budget, and policy must be judged on its merits. If it's good for you, we will support it. If it's bad for you, we will stand against it.
And he says his opposition will continue to hold the government to account, saying its rhetoric has not lived up to its actions.
As an opposition, we will stand against Labor's broken promises. We will have a clearly defined, positive and bold plan ahead of the next election to take our country forward. We will support hard-working Australians, we will support all Australians, and we will rebuild a stronger economy for your family and for our country. Thank you very much.
Alan Lee, SBS News.